This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. What are you listening to over there, Jamie?
I was just watching, it's something sad, the helicopter.
We're going to get to that in just a couple of seconds. The big helicopter crash that happened in New York City. You know how I feel about helicopters, man.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of them. All right, it's a sad, sad story out of New York. All right, we'll get to that in a few minutes. But yesterday we stumbled upon this. It's Colorado Payback, and a lot of people are finding money on here.
Yeah.
Lots of people. I mean, they have $8 million that unclaimed funds that they're trying to get back to the people that it's their money.
And every state has this, by the way. Every single state. So if you've lived in other states as well, you can go to their state, and it's like treasury.gov or something like that.
And every time I see one of these, I think, yeah, what are the chances? You know, my name's going to be on that list. Well, yesterday, everybody on the show here, we all went and looked, and we're all on the list to get money back.
Well, don't forget what Schmidl got.
$1.93.
That is insane.
I hope I don't spend it all in one place.
It's $1.93 you didn't have the day before.
Exactly.
You know? Carson had money on there. How much was yours?
$5.
$5.
Nice.
I had $200.
Yeah. Wow.
Jamie, big winner. Big winner.
But mine was all state checks. I don't get it.
State Farm.
Yeah, I said all state. Yeah. It had a state in it.
I was reading on it yesterday.
Yeah.
And every business that's out there, if they can't return the funds to you, they have to turn them over to the state.
Oh, is that how
it
works?
So something happened.
Yeah, something happened.
State Farm tried, and for some reason you didn't reply or something happened. So they just gave up. They said, you know what? Screw this.
I have 10 checks from them.
We'll just give it to the
state. Awesome,
let them find it somewhere.
So weird.
Go. Now, you have the website, Spadil?
It was colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
It's kind of wordy. It's a little wordy. Yeah. Not going to lie.
You've got to go there. But when you go there, all you got to do is click and put in a couple of bits of information with your name and everything, and you could pop up on the list. We saw a text this morning. Somebody that heard our show yesterday that went in, and they put their name in. What was it? $3,000?
$3,000.
$3,000.
You're talking about changing your day.
Yeah, right? They can go to Blackhawk now.
That's a great Friday. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
We got text after text yesterday of people finding money on there owed to them.
Yeah, so again, just go to, a little wordy. Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.
I'm telling you, they did it for a reason.
I know, right?
They don't want you to go there.
But findyourunclaimedproperty.com. So there it is. Yeah. So there's lots of money available.
Good luck, man.
Yeah.
Woo. Good stuff.
$3,000 is a lot of money.
All right, this helicopter crash yesterday. What a sad story this is.
Yeah, that's an awful story.
This family came in from Spain. Dad, mom, three kids. They decided the first day in New York, they just got off the plane from Spain that morning, that afternoon they would go on a helicopter ride to see the city, and it crashed yesterday.
Yeah, that's awful.
The chopper, the rotor blade fell off.
I know. I've never seen anything like that.
It's unbelievable. I hate helicopters. I would never go on one. That whole fly over the Grand Canyon.
I wouldn't go on a Robinson. I think those are horrible, but a big one like they were on, those things fly all the time in New York, and you know nothing ever happens except for a plane runs into them or the propeller or the thing falls off.
My wife tried to talk us into going on a helicopter ride when we were in Destin, Florida. You fly out over the ocean and back? No, not me.
I've done it a few times in Hawaii. It's really
you
nice.
Have?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. All right, here's part of the story.
Authorities say the crash happened around 3:17 p.m., that six people were on board that flight, and there are no survivors.
According to the manifest, aboard the helicopter were six people, one pilot, two adults, and three children.
The mayor saying it was a tourist sightseeing flight with a family from Spain on board that had taken off from Lower Manhattan. Dominic Cognata was walking to a flag football game on Manhattan's west side when he witnessed the crash.
What did you see?
So I just happened to be walking and I heard it sounded like an engine just dying, and it was like doo 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 doo, and I just turned, I looked, and I saw the helicopter crash and splash into the water.
A former NTSB investigator tells us the video appears to show the chopper breaking apart.
Well, it appears to me from the video that there was some sort of catastrophic flight control malfunction where the main rotor blade, and head and the tail rotor blade assembly departed the aircraft in flight.
And the saddest part of all are those pictures that came out of the family.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
You know, yeah.
They were looking so forward to this little trip.
Yeah,
and you got the kids and the family there before they board. Then there's a picture of them on the helicopter smiling thumbs up. And it's just sad. Really sad.
We took a couple of helicopter rides in Hawaii, like I mentioned. One was my ex-husband. We were married then. But we took one, and the pilot was so bored with his job, right? It was Blue something. I don't know. They're all over Hawaii. And he was, we're up in the helicopter with the guy, and he's like, and to your right is the volcano. He was so bored. We were cracking up so hard because he just hated his job.
No enthusiasm.
Now we will dip into this waterfall. And it's like, okay. And we're like, man, he hated his job. And then the next time, my son and I, we went on one, and the guy had just been eaten by a shark, right? And so one of the passengers said, pushed a little button and said, can you fly past where that guy got eaten? And all of us were like, oh my God. And guess what? The guy did it. He flew us over where the guy got eaten.
How do you know if you're over it, though? I mean,
that's where he was
they
eaten.
Knew exactly where the shark attack was?
Yeah, right in front of the hotel, specific hotel.
That's wild.
And so then he came over that hotel and he said, see how all of this is murky water? He's like, it's not the shark's fault. He said, all this rainfall had come down into the ocean and the shark can't see. So it just gets nervous and it bumps into you and eats you.
Why do they always defend the shark?
He was like an environmentalist guy, right?
It was the shark's fault.
I know.
He ate a man.
He did eat a man.
So it's the shark's fault.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care if he can't see it.
I know.
If I bump into Jamie in the dark, I'm not going to eat her.
Well, now he's made me so paranoid because he's like, never swim in murky water. So now every time we go to somewhere ocean, I'm like, is there murky water? Is this murky? I don't know. Let me see if I can see my hand.
Stay out of the murky.
Yeah.
You know, he probably takes that flight like 8 times a day. That's why he's so bored with it.
That one
yeah,
guy,
it's
yeah.
7 days a week, 8 times. Here
Here's
we go again.
Volcano crater to your right.
Poor guy. Here he is in Hawaii,
yeah,
flying every day over the ocean. Beautiful scenery, but he's so bored.
So
he's so over it.
It is. Because it's the same flight path over and over, right?
We got a family from Kansas here.
Yeah,
here we go.
There's a waterfall that you won't see anywhere but from a helicopter.
Oh, a guy got eaten over there.
Yeah, I know. It's just so boring.
But it wasn't the shark's fault.
Murky water.
Mumford and Sons tickets coming up at 7. Oh, about 15 minutes, 7:20 for your chance to win. All right, now we know, and we'll get to this when we come back, why the Weezer wife of the bassist, that is, why she was charged with attempted murder.
This gets crazier and crazier, this story.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
We thought something was up, though.
Yeah.
We really did. All right, we'll get to that next.
BJ and Jamie.
From the beautiful Belco Studios, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Download it. Get the podcast after the program after 10 a.m. this morning. All right, let's get to this Weezer wife. The Weezer wife. She It's a convoluted story.
It is so. It takes an hour to tell.
It's really hard. It's difficult to even get started on this thing. All right, so there was a car crash in Los Angeles. Police are looking for these guys that are part of a hit and run. They take off running. They think one runs into this house, and they start surrounding the house looking for the dude, right? And then this woman, out of nowhere, comes out with a gun. It turns out it's Weezer's bassist. It's his wife.
Right.
Okay? They charge her. They shoot her. They shoot her. And then they charge her with attempted murder. That's all we knew yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now it's come out why they charged her with attempted murder.
The chaos unfolded around 3 p.m. Tuesday after that suspected hit and run. Officers say they were pursuing multiple suspects on foot into a residential neighborhood. One suspect trying to blend in, allegedly jumping into a yard, stripping down to his boxers, and casually watering plants. And in the middle of this chase, police encountering someone completely separate. The wife of Grammy Award winning bassist Scott Schreiner from the band Weezer. Jillian Schreiner, seen here in an Instagram photo, standing in her own backyard, but it turns out police say she was armed with a handgun.
We're just not sure of the circumstances, what led up to exactly her coming out.
The LAPD says officers repeatedly ordered her to drop the gun. She refused. And tonight, law enforcement sources telling ABC News that video evidence shows she fired her weapon at LAPD officers. And they say they returned fire. Schreiner, who's an author, was hit in the shoulder, arrested, and transported to the hospital with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Police say a 9mm handgun and a shell casing were recovered at the scene.
What the heck? Jamie, I think you were onto something yesterday.
She was on something?
I think she was under the influence of something.
Something.
I really do.
That's so erratic.
You walk out with a gun. The police are telling you to put down the gun, and you fire at them?
Yeah.
You're going to get shot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, Weezer wife, you're going to get shot.
Unless she was just so out of her mind, she thought it was the bad guys.
You know, when I found out that she actually fired at him, I thought, man, Jamie was on to something. I think this lady was on medication or drinking, whatever. But she was on something because you just don't make that decision.
Yeah. No.
And they weren't even looking for her. She had nothing to do with a hit and run. They were looking for other people.
And like we said yesterday, if the cops tell you put down your gun, you put down your gun.
Yeah. And I understand you go in and get your gun if there are people running around your neighborhood that are dangerous, armed and dangerous, or whatever.
I wouldn't go outside, though.
I don't think I would either.
No way. I'd lock my doors and I'd stay inside with my gun.
Yeah, you don't know what they've got.
Yeah.
And not only that, when you see police, the first thing you think is, thank God they're here.
Right.
Thank God.
And
now we have
that,
something.
I don't want them to think I'm the bad guy.
Right.
Right? They can't decipher. They don't know what's going on. You know, they don't know who's...
They don't know your Weezer wife.
Yeah, right.
they don't have the CDs at home. They don't know.
Exactly, BJ.
I can't believe she fired at him. That is wacky.
That is so crazy.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Mumford, the sons, the wife.
Yep, the
stepson,
whole family.
Grandma, grandpa.
Be there. Yep.
Red Rocks.
Red Rocks, July 21st. Here's the deal. You could be going to this awesome concert at an awesome place, which is Red Rocks. Be caller 19 to win a pair of tickets, 303-22 Alice. Good luck.
So, what didn't I listen to you about?
Well,
I mean,
off air,
she's like, I need to pick a bone with you.
Well, because I told you to do something and you did not do it at all. Yep.
All right, let me think about this.
Okay.
This past week.
Yep, this whole
week. What's been in the news? What's been something that maybe you've given me advice on? Stock market.
Nope. I did tell you that.
That I was supposed to buy something.
You were supposed to buy the dip, but you didn't do that either.
I didn't buy the dip. I'm a dip. For not buying the dip.
You didn't buy the dip. But that wasn't it, no.
Let's see. Okay, wait a minute.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50.
What could it be? What is it?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50.
50. I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I'm usually pretty good at this.
Vision board?
Hello.
Oh! Vision board.
Remember, I told you you have to manifest your winnings. You have to put it out there in the universe. Oprah even said. And remember, I told you about how I wanted a cabin on the river, and I manifested it, and it came to me, and I got a cabin because I posted it about what my dream was in Colorado, and then it came true. And then you, I said, put it out there, man. You spent $50 on lottery tickets. You've never done that in your life. And I said, put it out there.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Did you do anything?
No, I dropped the ball. Yeah, I did. Yeah. And you know, I deserve it. I really do. I came in here like, I mean, just gung-ho.
Oh, my
herd
God.
Of turtles, yeah. man, on Tuesday. Yeah. I'd bought $50 in lottery tickets for the Colorado Lotto because I love that game.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that the odds are better, a little bit better. And it's at $10 million right now. It never ever gets to $10 million.
You were feeling it.
I was so confident.
Yeah.
And then Jamie said, here's what you got to do. If you want to win, listen, I'll give you the instructions.
Yeah, you got to manifest it. You got to put it out there. You got to post about it. You got to put it out there. Just big.
You got to get off your ass.
Yeah.
You got to go to Walgreens.
And get some poster board, right?
Yeah, markers.
Yeah.
You got to do this thing up. You got to make sure. You got to put pictures of your Lamborghini on there. I don't have one. But
right.
but you got to put pictures of a car on there that you really want
exactly.
live. Yeah.
I told you, put hookers on there.
Your hookers.
All the things. Yeah.
yeah. Put the Vegas skyline.
Yeah.
Man.
A Cadillac convertible.
Yes.
Yeah.
yes. And of course, a Corvette.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Man.
And jean shorts.
And jean shorts.
Yeah. yeah.
Yep. Listen. I didn't do it. No, you're exactly
yeah.
right. I didn't win Jack.
Whoa.
See, I got just two. Got two into it. I didn't
yeah.
win Jack. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. I didn't win Jack on my $50. I didn't win $1 on my
$50. Not one.
You did get one number.
Did you get a number?
You said seven
I didn't
and 11,
win
seven.
One number.
Seven.
I mean, $1. I didn't win anything. Okay?
Oh,
I won
no.
nothing. It doesn't matter if you get one number.
Well, that's on you. That is on you.
It is on
I
you.
I know. I told it. Walgreens poster boy, come on.
Well, here's yeah. the good news.
Okay.
Nobody won.
Oh, all right.
It's
yeah.
now $10.3 million.
All right, we still have time.
The drawing is tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow. So I still have time to get over to Walgreens, get over there in the, or Hobby Lobby, or what was the other place? Michael's.
Yeah, you got to go in the scrapbooking aisle.
I still have time. I still have time because nobody has claimed this big prize.
I'm sure
yet.
They have hooker stickers in the scrapbooking aisle. Probably I will tell you, though, and I'm very excited about this because we're going to Blackhawk this weekend. And my friend Lori, she loves craps. She loves to play craps. So she cut out a bunch of poop emojis and put it all over her poster board.
For craps.
Isn't that funny?
It's going to be a good weekend.
Well, you know what I'll do? Since they don't have hooker, stickers
yeah.
over at Michael's,
right.
I'm going to take that Hooters calendar that we have in the office.
Yeah, cut it out.
And I'll cut
yeah.
those girls
yeah.
out. Nothing against you, ladies.
But I
got to use you as the hookers, okay?
Right, the Hooters.
Because I don't have anything
yeah,
else.
Nothing against you, though.
Nothing against
but
you, now.
You're going to be hookers on my poster board.
I'll cover your faces up, okay? I'll do that.
I do have a question, okay?
What?
At 303, what's our text again?
202-542.
What happened to the signs that we're eating?
I don't know.
Somebody stole all the signs.
I
somebody's stealing chairs. We got all kinds of things that are going on.
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Anyway,
I would love to know if anybody actually had a vision board come to fruition. Honestly, because I do feel like the fact that I put a cabin on the river on Facebook and I said, someday I'll have this someday. I don't know how, but I'm going to have a house on the river.
I was reading an article just a few days ago of a lady that is well known, renowned, I guess they say, about vision boards and about envisioning winning.
All right.
And she has been one of the luckiest people ever in life.
Really?
Because, and she says it's not even luck. It's because of her attitude.
Oh.
And that she has won countless prizes, cars, all kinds of stuff. And I was just reading about her last week.
Yeah.
That's
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says that not only do you have to envision winning, but you have to envision what you're spending it on. You got to envision living there. You got to pretend that you actually, go. If you're going to have a cabin on the lake, okay,
right.
like you have, you got to go buy the fishing rods before you even win it.
She takes it to
a whole different level, Jamie.
Okay.
I mean, you got to go buy the fishing rods, the fire pit, all this stuff, and you
just
don't even have a cabin.
But just have it ready to roll.
Then you win the cabin.
You're committed.
Because you're so into it.
Man.
And you're so positive.
So you got to go over to Hooters today.
Yeah, I got to go find a hooker.
I don't think
No, that was two different conversations.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go up to Blackhawk with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know,
why, there are hookers up there?
Yeah, they're just
Well, I just
all
assume
around.
They are around gambling places. You know,
think,
Vegas has
I've never
them,
seen
so
any hookers
assume.
In Blackhawk. Have you guys? No. No.
You know.
I don't
know.
I think you're thinking Vegas,
Vegas
not Blackhawk.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't know, over there at, you know, Charlie's Lodge. Maybe there's a couple in the lobby.
Charlie's Lodge?
I don't know. Maybe there are a couple in the lobby.
Yeah, that's a hotspot right
there. I never thought about there being hookers in Central City and Black Hawk.
Well, they have them in Vegas. You would think that they'd be around money, right? Wouldn't you think that? I mean, I would think it.
It seems like an odd place for a hooker to be strolling around.
Driving all the way up to the mountains, scantily clad.
I can't name a better place for it.
Yeah, it's a casino.
It's a casino. Why would they be there?
Because they have to drive so far, and it's so cold up there.
They have hotels. You can spend the night or the weekend.
I've never heard of this happening.
I feel like a hooker is just as big a part of a casino as like blackjack. Like you just gotta have it.
All right, Texnado.
Oh no! Don't
every
do this. Don't do this. Don't do this.
Have you ever been to Black Hawk?
No.
You're playing a game, and some lady in the evening comes walking up.
Really?
Hey, big boy.
But she has Carhartt on.
Yeah. If I were you,
she's got a hoodie.
If I were you, I'd put an extra 10 on that hard 5. Oh, I mean a hard 6.
What? What are you doing? Can you guys tell us
that's
the
crabs talk?
Okay.
The hard 6.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
You've never heard of that?
Nope, I have not.
Yeah, that's 2 threes, by the way, on dice.
If you have to explain the joke, hard it's not three. Funny.
Hard 3.
That's the joke.
Well, that's for everybody that doesn't gamble.
All right. Well, anyway, good talk.
All right, where were we? Oh, vision board. I got to go get a vision board. I got to get prepared for the week. And $10.3 million.
Somebody said, yes, actually, there are hookers there. I used to work there.
Boom. Told you.
No.
It makes sense, guys.
No.
Yes, it makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
They're not top shelf, okay? I'll give you that. All right. I mean, we're a little down the ladder on this one, all right? But you got to figure, you know, they're walking around up there.
Oh,
of course
God.
They are. Table to table, rubbing elbows.
Can I read some of these? Can I? Let's see here. I never believed in vision boards many years ago, but I started one, and I posted a picture of a house of my dreams. It took 18 years, but I finally got it. Whoa.
There you go.
Other things were much quicker. Wow. I made a vision board out of a framed poster of the Golden Rule. Let's see here. Somebody said, I made a vision board and they work. Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I got to do this.
Many years ago when my husband and I lived in the mountains, we used to drive by a particular house and I pictured living there every single time we drove by. And guess what? We bought it.
No kidding.
Nice.
I mean, we have a house in our neighborhood that my wife does that every time we go by.
Really?
Yep. She says, I would sell our house today for that house right there. Honestly, it's not that much different than our house, but she loves that house for some reason. But maybe I put that on the take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Now, the old lady that lives there, we'll have to boot her. But
well, she'll die soon.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. We'll just wait and see.
My sister said that Jesus, my sister's very religious. My sister told my brother-in-law that Jesus came to her and told her that she should adopt a child from like Africa or whatever. And then my brother-in-law said that was weird because Jesus never told him that.
Well, maybe Jesus didn't want them together. She just does it alone.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess
I may have to look into this.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is I think it'd help if you looked at that house along with your wife and said, yes.
Yeah, it's got to be a joint
manifest
effort.
Manifest it together. Because I feel like my brother-in-law was against the adopting a baby thing, you know, and so he kind of went against it, so it never happened.
Yeah, he was a vision board blocker.
Yeah.
And he'll go to hell. Because he didn't agree with Jesus.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
I guess I'll have to look into this because it seems like it works.
Jamie, you and your friend are going to be confused as the hookers. Hey, will you stop calling Hooters girls hookers? I'm a Hooters girl.
Oh. I didn't call you a hooker. I said I'm going to use the pictures out of the calendar to represent my hookers. I don't have any hooker pictures.
You guys need to do a better vision board than rating yourself as a number 9 rated morning show.
All right, now it's not funny. Now it's getting too serious.
No, it's funny because, you know, number one, that would be hurtful.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Bad.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Right? What? What?
Oh, just... man, it is, it's tax weekend. I was talking to my CPA yesterday. I took all my stuff over, whatever. I did ask him if I could write off the fact that I give Schmidl $1,000 every Christmas.
What did he say?
He said there's not a spot for that.
There's no Schmidl line on there?
It is a charity. Is it basically? Yeah.
You need to be able to issue her like a receipt. Like
I know. I go, what do you mean? He goes, there's just no line for that. I can't make up a line.
You would think there would be, though. That, I mean, yeah. You got cars for kids. Why not hair for dill? I'm just saying.
Oh my God!
You know what you should do? You got to LLC that. You know?
Yeah.
You got
right.
Or what they call a 501c or something.
501c3.
A nonprofit.
Yeah, you need to be that.
Nonprofit.
Hair for dill.
Yeah. So everybody's getting together the last minute. All the procrastinators of the world unite this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And getting it together. He said last year that a woman called him on the 15th crying.
Oh.
And he felt so guilty. He did him. He did him at the, yeah.
But. You got to get him done, man. Because if you owe, I mean, it just compounds after that.
Well,
they throw
that
interest on there, late fee.
I think, isn't there money up for grabs from Colorado if you file on time?
Yeah.
The Tabor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but if you, even if you do an extension, you don't get it, right? Is that right?
I would have to double check, okay. But I think you're right.
Yeah, so you have to get it in just to try to get the Tabor money, man. Tabor money. All right, so good luck with that, everybody. I swear, I always think this, like, it is so complicated. How are normal people supposed to do it that aren't highly educated in being a CPA?
When you call something a tax weekend.
Oh, sorry.
That's depressing as hell.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're rolling into a big tax weekend.
Imagine being a CPA right now. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't want
My buddy Ron, who's my CPA, I was like, how are you doing? And he went like this.
Like,
okay, poor Ron.
Oh, well.
God love him. All right, did you guys, we were talking about hookers earlier, if they're at Blackhawk in Central City. Did you guys see Lauren Boebert?
Yeah, I did.
What was she wearing?
I didn't think it was that bad.
It was not formal enough for what she was at.
What was she at?
She was at, a key fundraising dinner attended by the president.
I didn't think that dress was that short.
It was not only short, it looked like she was going to a nightclub. And did you see the guy next to her? He's in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
It was not appropriate. It was way... No.
See, I don't know, what's appropriate.
Lauren Boebert stunned everybody when she showed up in a mini dress at a key fundraising dinner that was attended by the president of the United States. The Colorado representative ashamed all of us by looking like a floozy.
Hmm.
Those are my words.
I thought it could have been shorter. That was perfectly fine. I like polka dots.
She was wearing polka dots. Like, she just tried to dress, like, way too young. And, like, she was, I don't know what that thing was. She's got to get a stylist. Stat.
She needs some help.
Yeah, she looks like.
She is just fine. Leave her alone.
And she looks like she's from backward country, Colorado.
She is. Right?
I know, yeah. Anyway, so maybe she was thinking, Kid Rock will love this outfit.
Yeah. Was Kid Rock there?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't know. All right, let's see here. Jelly Roll says that he's lost 200 pounds.
Wow.
Holy crap. They're just going to call him Roll now.
No kidding.
Or something. He's got to change his name.
You would use Roll.
Yeah, you'd just be like, hey, Steve. I don't know what his name is.
Hey, Steve.
What's his real name?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Anyway, Jelly Roll joined some...
Jason DeFord.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, you don't want to go from Jelly Roll to Jason.
I like Jason DeFord together.
Yeah. Now, I wonder if he's going to be as popular, as fun.
Yeah.
Even his voice, now that he's lost all this weight.
Because now he won't have fat on his vocal cords.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it killed Al Roker.
Well, it didn't kill him. He's still alive.
Well, he's still alive, but I'm just saying that he's just not the same Al Roker without being popular. Fat. No.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just, he's not fun at all. He looks hungry.
Yeah.
His suits don't fit
I
the
agree.
Same.
He's yeah. just not fun.
Anyway, 200 pounds. He said, I started at 540 pounds, and I was 357 pounds this morning. I mean, he's still a big boy at 357.
Yeah, 500 pounds at one
540.
Time.
That's crazy Jeez. To think about.
Damn. He said, I'm going to lose another 100 pounds, get down to 257, and then I'm going skydiving with my wife. Oh, I don't know. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Jelly. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, because you have to take a little bit of Cessna to get up there.
You and the bunny, man. Mm. I don't know if I'd do that one.
Let's see here. Ed Sheeran says that his favorite fast food restaurant, I don't know why this is important, is Five Guys. All right, I'll put that over there. Coachella Chaos is what they're calling it. I guess Coachella has turned into the fire festival. They're saying there's no bathrooms for the campers. So all the campers are in line, and they said it's taking hours to try to get through. No bathrooms, no food. They said last year they had it organized. This year it's a zoo.
Yeah, and they're saying the weather's not helping too because okay. it's over 100 degrees
oh,
now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're having a heat wave in Southern California.
Yeah.
And for the what's it called again?
Coachella.
Coachella. That the heat wave is just absolutely unbearable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's miserable.
Kanye West is unhinged again, and this time he went after Taylor Swift, and she's not having it. Taylor Swift, her bombshell legal action against Kanye is what the headline is. Taylor Swift has filed a cease and desist against Kanye West after erratic, deeply troubled posts that he put, a series of really sexually explicit posts that he put up saying that Taylor had relations with Justin Bieber and Harry Styles at the same time, and he told it in detail. He said it was like three matches. Wait, what was it like, Schmidl?
It's like two sticks making a fire.
Well, it'd be three.
Yeah.
There's three of them.
Yeah, it'd be three this time.
Three is this.
I'm not counting. It's okay, Schmidl. You're busy.
Yeah, you are busy.
Yeah, you were paying attention.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I was just trying to look for like the actual tweet from Kanye.
Yeah.
Huh.
Looks like Bobert on your screen to
me. Yeah, that's what I was saying too.
I see it too. Yeah. He's totally looking at Bobert.
He's got Bobert with that short skirt on. Yeah,
there's
the short
no Kanye
dress.
On there
that's
at all.
Not Kanye.
Why is that zoomed
Bobert,
in?
Yeah. Pal.
I like how you tried to
see your screen. Why would you lie? Why would you do that? I'm looking up Kanye's tweets. I want to make sure I do the right thing for a Taylor.
Wow. You caught me.
You're looking at Bobert.
Yeah, looking how short that skirt is.
Yeah,
I had to see for myself.
Anyway, so we said it in explicit detail about the three of them, and she said it is false, defamatory, and now Travis Kelce wants to go beat him up.
All right. What a pay-per-view. We would all pay for this.
I would.
Kanye West, Saturday night, we're watching, you know, Showtime or Netflix. You got Kanye taking on Travis Kelce. Man, would that bring in the revenue.
Yeah, it would. It would.
Woo!
But I feel like Kanye's so crazy, he would like bite his ear off or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or even his nose off.
Yeah. Play dirty for sure.
Arr! Yeah, you're right. I think I'd have to go with Kanye.
Yeah, it's just because he's...
Yeah,
he's,
I think he might be just a little bit more bad, you
doesn't
know?
Doesn't he have that, like, titanium grill that he puts in every once in a while?
Oh, yeah, that'll really take off a nose.
Oh, yeah.
Clean cut.
Yeah, I think Kanye about when.
I don't know. So, anyway, she's really mad. Then Kanye went on to say he had relations with Madonna, the Olsen twins. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, I wonder if he did.
I don't know.
I mean, if you say that... Yeah, I mean, you're opening yourself up for a lawsuit big time from Madonna, of all people. But if she doesn't do anything, then...
Well, they said that back in... Hold on, let me look. Back in 2011, there was a picture of Mary-Kate and Kanye making out.
Okay, all right. And who knows? He may have the receipts, as you call it.
Yeah.
He might have the receipt. He might have one of those cone bras from Madonna. You know, the cones?
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
Oh, just say. I didn't mean to stand up
and
put my fingers like this.
And you push your boobs together, and that was just...
The cones? Yeah, he's got a pair.
Damn, you got a rack, man.
I do, don't I?
Yeah.
Can we keep going?
You might have too much estrogen. Have you been checked for that?
Do they?
Do they?
Do they check for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get in screamed? Dudes?
Yeah.
That's a really? Huge thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
In dudes?
That's yeah. how you get the man.
Oh, yeah. I've never yeah. gone in for that.
Yeah. I would like... go in and show them those and then just say, can, can you check me for it?
Are you guys setting me up?
No.
No, we really
you literally
do that.
Can walk yeah. in and yeah. say, look here, doc.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Can you yeah. It's it? Called gynecomastia.
Can you give me the e-check? Come on,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
The e-check.
Yeah.
Because you might need some more testosterone.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I tried those butt plugs at one time,
yeah.
remember?
Or, I
no, no.
Me
no.
Too.
Beads.
The beads.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Beads. Tried the beads once.
Yeah.
Yeah, they work, I guess.
Well, why did you stop taking those?
Well, A, they're expensive.
Okay.
And B, they don't last long.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember you were feeling
found,
good.
Yeah, you were feeling good.
Well, I found you got about 30 days. It's a lot like an electric car. It'll run out on you.
Well, right, but you just back in again. Get more of them.
Yeah. Well, it was too expensive. It was costing
you
me.
You just bet money on the freaking
60
Masters.
Bucks.
I know.
No,
what's more important,
like $800.
Your health or the Masters
betting?
I'm not
going in every month to get $600, $800 worth
of. You can do injections. It's way cheaper. Like, way cheaper.
Nah, I don't like needles.
No.
No.
All right, well, just live with your boobs then. Yeah. All right, there you go.
Oh, go get a check, maybe. Just say, hey, Doc, take a look at these. Is that normal?
All right, I'm done. You can wrap it up now.
Can you imagine that? You want, oh, we got to mention this.
Oh, wait, what was it? What just happened?
Carson's out showing off his meat today.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, out slinging some of that meat out of the back of a truck. Now, where are you going to be and what are you doing here?
I'm going to be at Southwest Plaza in Littleton, right at the mall right there. Big tent, big truck with a lot of meat in it. 4 to 6 tonight. So stop by on your way home from work. They've got, 20 ribeyes for $40 right there and half price discounts on bulk, like New York City strips. And they have the smash burgers. Those are actually really good. So they're
really
small smash burgers, gourmet smash burgers, chicken, seafood, pork, all the meat.
Southwest Plaza in Littleton from 4 to 6.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.